Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following program has been pre-recorded.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. Did you know that 30% of American households do not have a computer? Do you have some old technology sitting around your house? Let's talk about how we can make that old equipment new again. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Dwindell Joseph Feely. Dwindell is the development manager at FreeGeek. Hey there, Dwindell. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm great. Great. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So FreeGeek, you guys have been around for about 23 years now. Tell me about FreeGeek. What do you guys do?
Well, we were founded in 2000 on Earth Day. And as a recycling and reuse drop-off for electronic waste. And but since then, we've become an industry leader in the fields of electronic waste and digital inclusion programming. Our birthday, 23rd birthday, is on Earth Day. So we've grown into a 25,000 square foot community education hub with classes, internships, and outreach. And yeah, since the pandemic hit, you know, everybody needs a computer and access to internet. So like, we've been working really, really hard to fulfill the needs of our community.
So I've been to FreeGeek. It's inner southeast, right? Kind of just off Hawthorne?
Mm. Yeah, yep.
So I dropped some stuff off there once quite a few years ago. And I think at that point, it was just a place where you could take your old electronics and get them recycled. But sounds like you guys have really expanded.
Yeah. Well, now it's really, we have a unique like circular model where we're like, it really, like we hit that kind of two problems, you know, which is like, you know, the e-waste, you know, and that's like taking up the landfills and, you know, sustainably reusing and recycling, but also tackling, you know, the lack of access to basic technology and among vulnerable populations, you know, that we serve. So, you know, we refurbish, our big thing is just refurbish, reuse, you know, you know, we give them a new life and provide vulnerable populations, you know, with the digital literacy. Digital literacy skills that they need.
So what do you say to people that, like, I have a computer at home and I'm not using it anymore because it's too old. The technology is just old technology. What do I do with it? I bring it to you guys. What do you guys do with it?
Well, we take it into our warehouse. So we have a great staff that works in our warehouse that takes it in and, we take it apart. There's some pieces, you know, that can't be reused that we either like downstream to other recyclers and refurbishers, or we kind of take out the parts like the gold or the copper. But when we get our laptops, you know, we have certain specialists that work on either laptops or desktops and take them apart and pretty much refurbish them. So we can either our higher specs technology, they go to the folks in our programs who are the people that need them the most. And then the other ones kind of go to our eBay store.
So you can take my old 7-year-old laptop and make it usable again?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, some things are completely you can't really refurbish them. So, you know, you have to take kind of pieces that do work from them and kind of, you know, like put them piecemeal together to make one working device. So
that's really cool. It's amazing because how much of electronic waste fills our landfills? A lot.
Yeah, a lot. Let's see. I don't really have the complete number, but a lot. Yeah. Definitely a lot. And for us, we, like, last year, we were almost at 1.5 million of e-waste diverted from landfills. So it's, we're kind of one of the leading organizations, you know, doing this kind of work.
What kind of impact does your organization have on the community?
We have several programs. We now have our new digital navigation program, which is funded by the city of Portland. But we really focus on, like, the four pillars of digital inclusion, which is providing tech, giving them access to the internet, free digital literacy classes, and tech support. We also, you know, we used to have an in-store opportunity for folks to come in store, which we kind of do now. We have our community center, which folks can kind of come in and get, like, bundles, and there's a limited access of things that folks can get, but they also have access to our digital navigators who will help them get whatever they need through our store, as we have, like, a computer in our lobby, and, you know, just help them sign up for low-cost internet. And with our eBay store, everything is, you know, it's a lower price. So people can get, like, access to technology at a much lower price than they would if they were going to Best Buy or something like that. Yeah, but then we also, you know, we have our Plug Into Portland program, which is working with K through 12 students, especially in Title I schools, and also our Gift to Geek Pox, which is students that are, which are not students, which are adults that are over the age of 18. That are at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. So it used to be that folks would come in, volunteer for 24 hours, and then they would just get a computer. But after the pandemic, with, like, everybody needing a computer or not, and us having to really, like, think about what are the barriers that we have that are stopping people from using, you know, from using our services, we kind of had to get rid of that, of having folks to volunteer for 24 hours and getting a free computer, to where that if they qualify, they just, you know, they get on the list to get a free computer. But then also with that, we provide digital literacy classes and tutorials online and also in person. And, you know, we work with tons of people. We work with Hacienda CDC, ERCO, Southeast Community Works Projects, Multnomah County Library. We have a program with SNAP, Miracles Club. So we have a big reach in our community, and that's kind of, like, a big thing we pride ourselves on, you know, is just working with our community and meeting our community where they're at.
That's so awesome. That's one thing we definitely learned during the pandemic, is there's a huge gap between, there's just a lot of digital inequity, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, like, I mean, some of our digital navigators, you know, they'll have classes, you know, where it's just basic digital literacy skills, like teaching them how to make a Gmail account, you know, teaching them how to even connect to the internet, you know, above that, once they get those skills, just even teaching them how to get the resources that they are qualified for. So there's a big gap. There's a big gap that we are, you know, we're looking to bridge, you know, so. Absolutely.
Yeah, the internet and technology itself can be very intimidating. Think about the first time you ever went online, or you, like, started poking around on a computer, and you don't want to do anything wrong because you could really mess it up. Just think about back in, I don't know how many, 20 years ago when we were first starting on computers. And there's still people out there that are still really intimidated by technology.
Yeah, I mean, I was somebody that, you know, like, when I was, like, pretty young, when technology, like, really started, like, becoming a thing that we were using every day. So, like, for me, I just dunk headfirst into it, you know. But again, you have to realize there's a lot of people that don't have that privilege, you know, that don't have that privilege of just being on computers their whole lives. You know, some people, literally, they get their first computer when they go to college, or, like, when they get their first job, you know, or in adulthood. So, yeah, it's very daunting for a lot of folks, you know, like, we'll even have folks come, give us a call and be like, I can't connect to the internet. What's going on? You know, and, you know, we have them come into our community center and we just show them, like, and sometimes it's just a click on their, like, computer to turn on the Wi-Fi option, you know, like, so there's a huge, huge gap, and, that we're, like, you know, we're trying to satisfy that need in the community.
Your employees must be saints and have a lot of patience. Because I've, you know, everybody laughs about working with their mom and their grandmother, trying to get them online and how that all goes.
Yeah, I mean, we get that a lot too. You know, we get that a lot too. So, but it's, you know, it's cool though. It's cool. I mean, patience is definitely a word I would use. So, yeah.
Awesome. We're talking today with Dwindell Feely, development manager at Free Geek. Dwindell, tell me about your past. You are not originally from Portland.
No, I'm actually from New York. I'm a first generation American. I was adopted out of foster care. I moved to Portland 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, kind of right before the pandemic. That was kind of a big thing. I came to Free Geek in September 2021. I've always been immersed in technology, and you know, I've been doing work, nonprofit work, kind of throughout my whole career, and just kind of where I've come from. I've always felt like I've needed to give back and help people, pretty much help the younger version of myself. And that kind of brought me here, and just seeing the work that we're doing, and like you said, the big gap has been like really eye opening for me. So yeah.
Yeah, I've done some interviews on this show with Comcast and other internet providers, and just talking about how crazy it is that not everybody has access to the internet. It's just not equal.
Yeah, that's really funny. Comcast came into our office for like a little tour last week. Finding the needs of our community. And a big part of that is working with other organizations and seeing the needs that they're seeing, you know, and just working directly with our community members. So, yeah.
What challenges does Free Geek face fulfilling your mission?
Well, honestly, the demand for low-cost tech really outweighs the usable income donations we receive currently. So kind of like I kind of explained before, like a big push for us is looking for like laptops 8 years or newer, but technology 8 years or newer. Because we need to use technology to continue to provide the people who don't have access to a computer with the technology they need, especially in today's society. So, things happened during the pandemic, you know, and it really exposed the needs to reuse and repair. With folks needing working remotely, remote healthcare, folks in school, and even still now, a lot of folks are still even hybrid working. So yeah, that's a big challenge that we really face with make our mission.
Yeah, it's amazing how we all people here at the radio station, we all still kind of work hybrid. Some of us work from home, some of us work in the studios and the offices, and a lot of people are still doing that. You know, it's interesting that this far out from the pandemic, people are still doing the hybrid thing.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it opened up a lot of opportunities, I feel. Yeah. You know, it opened up, and everything is like, you realize how digital things can really be. But then it makes you very reliant on, you know, being in this digital society, you know, like seriously, like the need went up like right when the pandemic hit, the need went up 750%, and it's been like consistent, you know, it hasn't died down. So like the need of like higher quality, and of course, you know, everything develops over time and technology is rapidly developing. So the need, you know, it's just like, it's rapidly growing. So we're just like trying to satisfy that need, which means we need higher quality technology. And, you know, just part of that is also working with other organizations and other businesses and having collection events and tech drives and just really being out there. So, yeah.
How can our listeners directly help you guys and support your work?
Kind of like I was mentioning about, you know, laptops 8 years or no, or 8 years old or newer, if they're sitting around collecting dust in your house, we would love for you to donate them. You know, we're currently working on a couple of projects that we need to supply fully functional devices to, and we're needed more devices, especially laptops, to fill those project orders, such as our program with SNAP, which I feel like a lot of people, most people know about the SNAP program. And, you know, or if you work with a business, that has, you know, recurring refresh cycles. I know I work for companies that, you know, every couple of years, they, you know, they get new technology in their building and stuff like that. come to us if you want to, if you want that technology to go to good use. You know, we would love to put that back in the community of folks who need it the most. You know, folks can donate at our facility in Southeast, Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 1 and also 3 to 5. And you can even schedule a pickup by visiting our website. Of course, you can host and partner with our, you know, with for our tech drives. You know, we've hosted with folks like Intel, First Tech, and we're always looking to partner and host tech drives and collection events with folks, especially in our community. And we have that kind of coming up to talk a little bit more about in April. And of course, you know, donating to us. We have a cool membership program, The Bridge. Comes with some cool perks like limited edition swag and some member events. And, you know, we also love working with businesses on fundraisers and tech collections as well. There's a lot of ways you can support us. And, you know, we can only do the work that we do with our supporters. So
that's so awesome. And you mentioned a little while ago, you guys have an eBay store. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we have our eBay store. It used to be like a thrift shop. Like where folks would just come in and scroll and look at some technology, but we've had to make it more accessible. You know, we had to look at the barriers we had and realize that there are folks in rural areas that can't come here that need low-cost technology. So through our eBay store, you know, we were able to serve communities that live in rural towns and sell high-quality technology. Like I was stating before, you know, like we have a higher need for technology, so we can put, you know, so we can get that into folks' hands. And, you know, when you, and like we sell things like laptops, MacBooks, CPUs, RAMs, tablets, iPads, phones. We have some really cool vintage items that we sell, which I'm super always interested in. So it's, we offer local pickup as well, and we offer a 30-day warranty. We also do bulk sales as well, you know, like I was explaining, where we downstream. So we do. We have a lot of different services and a lot of different facets of our organization. So
I would imagine if you're a computer enthusiast and maybe a collector and like old technology, just because it's kind of cool and fun, that you can find that stuff too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're kind of working on something cool. You know, for our longtime supporters and hobbyists, you know, who've kind of missed our thrift store as we transition to our eBay store. So, you know, we got something in the works for that. So I'll just say that.
Top secret information. You heard it here first. Yeah. Ladies. So tell me about the reach of Free Geek. How far out are you? Mostly helping people in and around the Portland metro area, or are you Pacific Northwest or the nation or the world? Tell me about the reach.
The main reach is the Pacific Northwest, Vancouver, you know, yeah, the Pacific Northwest, but also, you know, again, with our eBay store, that expands our reach, you know, pretty much like nationwide, you know, cause folks can now go online and order a lower cost laptop and get it shipped to them from Free Geek. It's our reach has really become, like has really expanded, and just even with our community, just being hands-on, having our digital navigators going out to places, just having more of a presence. It's just, especially locally within the metro area, it's really made us a force. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that's very cool. We're talking today with Dwindell Feely, development manager at Free Geek. Now, you've said several times now that you'll accept old technology that's 8 years or newer, right? So if I have something mm-hmm. that's 8 years or older, say I have a 10-year-old laptop that I'm not using anymore, what should I do with that?
You can still bring that in. We, when I say 8 years or newer, that's more meaning that's our fulfilling our highest need. But of course, you know, like if you have a laptop that's 10 years old, you can still bring it in and we have really talented refurbishers here that do great work, and they'll make good use of it. So you definitely bring that into Free Geek. Like I said, we could bring it into our facility in store Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 1 or 3 to 5.
And if my 10-year-old laptop that I've been talking about now is water damaged and doesn't work, I can bring it in and you guys can recycle it, right?
Exactly. There's things like that are, you know, they're too old to refurbish or like Discord or something like that, where, yeah, we break it down. We literally break it down to the little pieces. And, yeah, we recycle them. We ethically recycle them as well. I mean, that's the thing, too, that I want to say is that our partnerships, you know, people that we downstream to, we make sure that they ethically recycle and it's not just somebody just dumping it into landfill.
That's awesome and very important. So we've talked about laptops and phones and tablets, things like that, but you also accept, you just kind of hinted at cords and cables and that kind of stuff too, right?
Yeah, we pretty much accept a lot. Like there's things we don't accept, like floppy disks, VHS tapes, zip disks, rewritable CDs, liquids, household appliances like smoke detectors, microwaves, dehumidifiers, leaking batteries or non-rechargeable batteries, large e-bikes or mobile devices, those batteries from them. But like realistically, we accept a lot of stuff. And we're very clear too about like what we don't accept too. You know, like sometimes folks will bring like a piano, a wooden piano, you know, or like, yeah, like seriously, like, or just bring a desk or just bring a wooden desk, you know, and it's kind of like, yeah, you know, you don't take that. So
that's interesting. What are some of the craziest things you guys, well, a wooden piano, I think that's probably one of the craziest things you received.
I mean, some people will bring an item like infested with insects.
Ooh.
Or something like that. Yeah. Like, you know, like we get a lot of stuff for like just straight up like leaking batteries where it's kind of like, you know, moldy or sticky items.
Oh,
there's a lot of stuff that comes in that you're kind of like, oh, like some like blood testing equipment, you know, like,
yikes.
We get some stuff. We get some weird stuff here.
I'm sure I'm not alone in this. Everybody probably has a drawer or a cabinet or something full of old cables that go with a cell phone that you had 10 years ago or some old plugins or some devices that you're just not using. Bring that all into Free Geek, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I am guilty of that too. I feel like one day I'll use it for something and 5 years will go by and I'll never use it for anything.
What kind of upcoming stuff does Free Geek have going on or coming up?
We got a lot of stuff. I mean, we ended the year strong. We placed fourth in the technology category of Portland Business Journal's most admired businesses.
Nice. Nice.
Which was awesome. That was awesome. And then we shattered our Give Guide goal. We've been in Give Guide for a couple of years now, and it's been a consistent thing for us. But this year we broke records, and we've just been kind of keeping the momentum going. Our birthday is on Earth Day. Our 23rd birthday is in Earth Day, so we'll be having a increased kind of like a more of an increased presence in a Free Geek in April. We have a cool T-shirt campaign that we're kind of like launching for our birthday. Kind of thing. And right now we're looking for artists. So if you're an artist in Portland, let us know. And, you know, we'll be having our Tech Now campaign, which will be kind of working with businesses and partnering with folks and having them kind of having tech drives at their sites. And we'll be promoting that. So there'll be a huge elevated presence in April that we're super excited for. We are also in the summer, which is coming up, but they'll come up sooner than you think. our block party.
I hope so.
Our annual block party, which is awesome. We launched it last year and it was great to connect with our community. Great music, food, drinks, just awesome vibes. You know, I'm really looking forward to that. It's kind of like a celebration, you know, for our whole community to come together, you know, people that support us. Raffles and great music, great food. So yeah, it's awesome.
That's so great. Well, we have just a little bit of time left. So tell us how we can get more information about Free Geek and help out.
Honestly, online, we have a great website that has we have our donation page, our membership page, our donation page is give.freegeek.org. Our page just in general is freegeek.org. We have our donation technology page, which is freegeek.org/takeaction/donate-technology. And our eBay store is ebay.com/str/freegeekportland. And that's where you can get all your cool low-cost technology. And of course, you can hit up our social media. We're on Free Geek Mothership on Instagram and Twitter, and you could just search Free Geek on LinkedIn or Facebook.
Sounds like Free Geek is everywhere. Hard to miss online.
Yeah, and you know, like for our newsletter as well, you know, to sign up for our newsletter, you know, you get all, we work with a lot of folks too. Folks come in into our building to volunteer as well. We just recently had New Relic come in and volunteer, and that was awesome. You know, and we do cross department volunteering. So they're kind of like learning how to take things apart, learning how, you know, it's kind of like how you were asking, like kind of what happens when our computer comes into our door. We teach them the whole steps of that.
Awesome.
So yeah, there's so many ways that folks can get involved in the work that we do.
Twindell, this has been really fun. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Gary. I really appreciate it.
We've been talking today with Twindell Josephili, Development Manager at Free Geek.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.